This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1232 at News Talk 1290 CJBK, and welcome to Ask the Experts. My name is Al Coombs, as we bring in a very good friend of ours, Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty, as she joins us every other Friday. The only problem is she's grown a beard and lost some of her hair. And wait a second. This is Joan Ball's favorite fill-in guest. Adam Miller is joining us, broker manager with Royal LePage. How are you, my friend?
Very good. How you doing?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Joan can't make it. She says, it's snowing. It's cold. Why don't, you know what, Adam, you go ahead.
That's where we are at the office there. You know, Joan snaps, and I just get in the car and run down the office. So,
well, we do appreciate you joining us. What we will say is, Joan Ball, you can always reach. Just jump onto our website, joanball.com, and she's able to stay in touch with you. We've got some questions that I do want to ask you regarding a number of things in real estate, but maybe just an overview right now, if you would, of the market as we sit right now in London. It feels like every couple of weeks when we sit down with Joan, we say, yeah, it's kind of starting to change again. It's kind of starting to change again. And it feels like we've been in a kind of starting to change again for the last little while.
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with we don't want to accept that London is starting to grow up, and we're a bit of a seller's market right now. There's a lot of buyers who want me to stop saying that so they can find a house and buy
it. Right, yeah.
January, another huge record month for London. So we're breaking one record after another. So.
When we hear that term record, because we've heard it now, like you said, for I think it's been 3 months now at least. Is that record in the amount that a house is selling for, the amount of houses that are being sold? What does that term actually mean?
So it's actually both.
Okay.
So houses are selling for more money than they ever have in the city, and more volume has been sold. So that goes back to our records, just looking here, 1978. So
wow.
LSTAR has been keeping records for since 1978. So the record that was set in January was 26% over last January, so 2016. So it was up 26%. So it is a huge increase that we're looking at. The other thing is it's not over just a small snapshot. It's a large snapshot for sure.
And that's part of the thing that we often fall into the trap of, because the media starts throwing, don't you hate the media? The media starts throwing in all of these headlines, record week or record month, so that there's something to put in print or there's something to put on the airwaves. But that's really too small of a snapshot to actually give any sort of a weight to. It's once we see it over a period of months and comparing that to over a period of years, that's when we start feeling it like it's a little bit more accurate.
Yeah, so we've been in sort of record territory for an entire year. So 2016 was, you know, one after another, breaking one record after the next. So, you know, it's now, and I think a lot of times we look at the media and we say, okay, guys, you guys need to be a little quieter now.
Like, right.
We want to try to switch the market back to a balanced market. Let's see if we can. But it's not happening. So everybody, as much as you try to look at it and say, oh, maybe it's going back to a balanced market, it's not. It's a strong seller's market right now.
A text has just come in from Ruth, texting in at 10-12-90, saying, I have heard how hot the market is, but what might help someone have an advantage if I'm a buyer in this market? And that's kind of the big problem that you guys are dealing with right now is, yeah, we'd love to help you. Unfortunately, when the market dictates, that's part of the problem. So what advantages or what can you give somebody by way of advice in this?
The thing is a lot of times patience is one advantage. If you need to buy, it's a bit of a stressful situation. So patience right now is we're looking at not a lot of houses coming on the market. So the inventory is incredibly low. So the other things is sort of get your ducks in the row. A lot of people are coming in with home inspectors before doing a home inspection. A lot of people are not necessarily getting just pre-approved, but going through the whole steps of pre-approval. So they're going to meet with the bank or mortgage broker and saying, okay, here's my T4, here's my depths, here's my credits, all this stuff. Because pre-approval is a quick snapshot. And then they say, okay, now go. Now we got to see how much money you make, how much is your car loan. Do all those things before so that when a house comes available, You don't have to do all that stuff to catch up. Mm-hmm. Working with a realtor is really, in this market, a must. Everything is moving so quickly that realtor.ca is a little bit slower. So when you're working with a realtor, a lot of times they're seeing properties, you know, they're going out and seeing someone renovating a house, knocking on the door and saying, hey, you renovating because you want to sell? Because
right.
I have 14 people that would like to buy this house. So, you know, there's a lot of things, but it's, you know, patience is one. It's a very stressful situation.
I remember Joan Ball's words of wisdom that she passes along almost every other week, and that says, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what's out there until you finally start getting a really good feel for what's actually out there. And part of the problem is most of us that are looking for a house, we fall in love. Mm-hmm. That house is the one. And that's part of your job, Andrew, is to, Adam, excuse me, that's part of your job is to make sure that you kind of rein us in. And yes, you're right. This is a lovely house. Mm. There are lots of lovely houses, I promise you. That's a hard part of your job as well.
It's the hardest part of our job. I think it's the thing that always confuses me about the job is somehow we're able to pull this off, because a lot of times people will go in, they'll compete for a house, and then they go, oh, you know, this was the one for sure, and they lose it. And then 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, we find them another house, and they go, oh, you know what, thanks. I didn't get that house because
right.
I like this one so much more.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation right now. And I don't envy people who are buying. They're competing against a lot of people. And we're competing against a lot of Toronto buyers right now.
Right. An excellent point as well. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in the next segment. I also want to talk to you just about what sellers need to do, because it's very easy to get lazy as a seller. Does that mean if I don't do the best work in my house just because it's a big market right now, maybe am I shortchanging some of the money I could be making when the market is like this? How do we take advantage of this if we are the sellers? We'll talk about that when we come back to Ask the Experts. Again, Adam Miller, broker manager with Royal LePage, sitting in for Joan Ball. And you can look up Joan Ball's, all of the stats that she's calculated for the city at joanball.com.
There's just something about locally grown, organically stimulating, garden fresh conversation. And that's what we're serving up with Ken and Lisa.
Thanks, and keep it up. You make my commute every day awesome.
Sink in your ears and taste the talk.
Thank you for waking us all up out here. Really, you're great.
You're a little angel.
Really appreciate what you do.
The Morning Show on the voice of today's London. News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1242 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, normally joining us right now, but she is away today. Joining us in her place, Adam Miller, broker manager with Royal LePage. But we always encourage you to go to Joni's website, joanball.com. Lots of great information in there. Adam was sharing some statistics, just talking about how much of a record-setting pace London is on. We are now on another record month coming off of January. Looking back, these are the stats that have been kept since 1978, that London is selling more homes at a record price. It does beg the question, though, how do we not take this for granted if we are selling our house? It's very easy to get lazy saying, I don't need to doctor this up, Adam. It'll sell. It's selling like hotcakes, buddy.
Yeah, this is the funny thing. And I think, you know, when we look at stats and we talk about records and all that, not every house sells in 15 minutes for $50,000 over asking price. There's this select few in the select areas, and there's hot areas, and there's, you know, cooler areas. So the fact is, if somebody walks into your house and they go, oh, I don't like this house.
Right, yeah.
They don't bid on that house. They go to another house. So we're finding the houses when people walk in and they've done a great job and they've staged it and the painting and it's clean. People go crazy. You know, if you walk in, I always say, and you like the house, the next 10 people behind you are going to say, I like this house too. So we take for granted, like, it's a hot, hot market. So we just throw it on the market. Just put a sale sign in and it'll sell, and
right.
We'll get multiple offers and everybody will be happy. So there still is a lot of work from the sellers. And buyers are still wanting to be coming in and looking like, this is an impressive place. For the most part, people want it to be clean.
Oh, like, that's an easy thing.
You get into a car and it's a dirty car and you're just like, oh, this, you know, I don't want to buy this car. And
could you not have gotten the body out of here first?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, clean this up. So the thing is lazy sellers then come back to the realtor and say, well, what do you mean? Like, there should have been 20 offers, and why isn't my house sold? So, hot just means there is still a lot going on, but right. At the end of the point, there's still going to be, you know, maybe 50% of the houses that don't sell very quickly. They're going to be on the market for, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months. So you have to make sure that you're appealing to the masses.
What would, in your mind, what would be better is if I'm looking at moving, would it be better to just clear everything out of my house and let people see it carte blanche, or leave some of the furniture in the house so that they could kind of see how a house could be set up?
Yeah, for sure, furniture. Vacant houses are very tricky on the mind. You can go into two houses and one's got furniture and one has no furniture, and you automatically, the ones with no furniture, you're less like, this house is tiny.
It looks almost like a ghost town or something like that. Eh?
It's, yeah. You kind of go, oh, you know, I've done with new build, and I've measured rooms to show them that they're the exact same size as the one next door that hasn't been the model. It's not being staged and everything like that. So you really need to, you know, try to keep some furniture in there. The human imagination sometimes is tough to deal with. They come in, they go, I have a king-size bed. There's no way a king-size bed's going to fit in there. Where the people before had a king-size bed and fit no problem.
Right.
So it's tough to leave some furniture for some people, but stagers a lot of times are a good sort of avenue to do that.
Right.
So... you know, putting everything in storage or moving it in, it's better to leave it in the home.
I do want to just talk as well about this idea of actually putting effort into selling a house, despite the fact that it's a lot easier now in London than it really ever has been to sell your house. Yeah. Have you been able to put a dollar figure on somebody that takes that effort to make sure, you know what, I'm going to finish the kitchen before I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that curb appeal looking just so, hire a landscaper, something like that. Have you been able to put a dollar figure to somebody, especially when it is a seller's market, into, all right, I'm going to put it up, take advantage of the seller's market, or I'm going to put this up and make sure that I'm the house that everybody wants?
No, I wish we could put a dollar value on it, but it's the same thing. Because it's a personal decision by the seller, we've had sellers who've taken less money with an offer that has no conditions. You know, you're, as the realtor, you're walking out the front door and you're taking the orange sticker and you're putting sold on the sign. Where, because they don't want the home inspection, they don't want all the hassle of going through it. So some will take less money right now. So we're in a market where they have that choice. Well, one's, you know, $5,000 more, but one is, it's sold. You know, we're not coming back in the house, it's gone. You can pop the champagne tonight.
Right.
So, depending on what it is, I think opposed to value, sometimes it's speed. Like a lot, it's not fun to sell your house. You're sort of, you're opening it up. You got to make your bed. You got to do the dishes if you have kids.
I don't know how anybody sells a house with kids. I really don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, you got to tell you, because, hey, you can't have toys on the floor. You got so a lot of people, it's just like, I do not want
to
do. Yeah, the kids are like, I don't care if I sell. Most kids are like, I don't want to sell. You know, they're throwing you under the bus. They're keeping the rooms a mess because they don't want that change.
Yeah.
So sometimes selling is, you know, an upheaval of your life. So sometimes having it fast is better.
Adam Miller again. Adam Miller sitting in for Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. Adam Miller is the broker manager with Royal LePage as we talk about this market that is really breaking records now. All the records saying it's sold the most, it's made the most, it's a seller's market. And what does that actually mean, and how do you take advantage of all of that? I do want to come back to a point that you brought up when we come back, and that is, when somebody says, I don't want to put conditions on, no conditions, who normally brings that up? Does the seller say, tell you what, just don't ask any questions and this house is yours? Or is it the other way? Does the buyer pitch that idea saying, tell you what, I'll take this off your hands, I won't even ask any questions? Well, we'll get the answer to that question when we come back.
Coffee with no filter.
Ugh.
Your selfies with no filter.
Oh, no.
Tap water with no filter.
What? Ew.
But with Andy Udman, No Filter is just how you like him.
If anybody out there voted liberal in the last election, could you show a little courage and call and admit it?
Nothing held back.
Ontario sliding into Lake Erie thanks to her.
The Live Drive, 3 till 6, on the voice of today's London, News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1251 at News Talk 1290, CJBK. Welcome back to Ask the Experts. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Triland Realty, normally in here. You can still jump onto her website, joanball.com. She's away today. In her place, Adam Miller, the broker manager with Royal LePage, as we talk about a record-setting month. Not just a record-setting month, but a continuing record-setting month. As we've looked now a few months back, that London has sold more and more houses for more money than ever before. Well, what does this actually mean if we're looking at buying or selling a home? Adam Miller brought up an interesting point, suggesting that speed is sometimes the biggest thing that will help or hinder a sale. If you say, no conditions, just walk right in and we won't even have a home inspector or anything like that, have a look, we just want the house, that may be one of the factors. Who normally pitches that? Is it normally the seller that says, tell you what, I'll give you this, just don't ask any questions? Or is it the buyer that says, we really want this, we know it might cost extra money in the long run, but we'll just turn a blind eye to everything, just get us the house? Who's normally the one that pitches that idea?
It's definitely the seller that likes it the most, but it is pitched by the buyer.
Is it really?
And it scares the real estate agents always, because
right,
we're the ones, we're showing them the houses, we make the recommendations, and then they say, okay, you know what, we want to buy this house, and we're not going to ask any of the pertinent questions. We might not be able to get financing. We're just not going to have a home inspection. So a lot of times as realtors, we'll get another document to say, hey, you know, we've coached you that you should have a home inspection.
Right.
You should have a financing clause. And you're going against our best advice. Sign here. Let's go forward with that. So it's a bit of a risk for sure.
Right.
You know, we've been into some houses that are completely beautiful. Everything's done. And then there's weird things like it's an old 30, 40 year old home. And it's got vermiculite full of asbestos in the attic.
Right.
And so then, you know, it's never the buyer's fault. It's never usually the seller's fault. It's always the real estate
right.
agent's
yeah, yeah.
fault. It's all
yeah.
our fault. Right. So they say, oh my God, you know, now I got to pull out all the insulation in the attic. It's going to cost me, you know, $5,000. Why didn't you tell me that they had asbestos in the attic? And as agents, we don't know. So that's why we're like, we want a home inspector. We want the guy with the flashlight going through.
Right.
Looking in
yeah.
all the nooks and crannies. So the sellers are taking that, you know, they love it. They're just like, yeah, come on in. You know, we want to sell fast. And the buyers are taking that that risk, saying, to compete against someone else, I might not be able to compete on a sort of a monetary value. So I'm going to go in with nothing. This is going to make it as attractive to the seller as I can.
The I remember the Ontario government, maybe you'll have to refresh my memory. At one point, they were saying we want to streamline the process for somebody getting a home inspection, or at least a home inspector needs to get a license. Where does that stand right now?
So they have come into with home inspectors. They're starting to regulate them. So that'll be a new thing. It's tough with home inspectors because they are still sort of a non-regulated body. So they can, you know, someone who just might be really handy could become a home inspector. So a lot of times you want to be asking that question, okay, how long have you been a home inspector? What's your qualifications? What are you insured? Are you regulated by anybody? And just make sure that they are sort of that qualified person you're hiring.
All right, and that's great advice. And another real reason we want a realtor to help us out, a real estate agent to help us out, is they know who you can trust in that whole situation. We've got about a minute and a half left. I do want to get to this text that's come in. Texter at 101290 saying, what is the number one thing to consider before all else when buying a home? Location, location, location.
Location, location, yeah, location, location, yeah.
Right.
So, there's a lot of things. I don't know if there is a number one, because what my number one might be you might think I have no
importance. Well, it does come down to personal, and I've spoken with Joan enough that I know it, when she sits down with people, one of the most important things that, that she says over and over again is just make sure that make sure you have your priorities, and then you can help with that. That's kind of job number one with you guys to help out with this question is make sure you understand what they are looking for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of times we talk to the clients and say, okay, you know, write the top 10 things that you're looking for in a house, and let's try to find them. You know, from 1 to 10. And sometimes, you know, like with me, I always say a pool would be really high on my list. I would want to buy a house with a pool. So someone might say, the last thing I'd ever want is a pool.
Right. It's a lot of extra work, you know. Yeah, you can come over and fix my pool if I buy a house
anytime.
With a pool.
I love the pool.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
But is there anything, a garage and pool are probably the two most divisive things when it looks at either people need a garage or they just say, I don't want to spend the extra money. Same with a pool, I don't want the extra work. Those are probably the big two, right?
Yeah, and that's the same thing. I laugh because that's with me and my wife, the problem was she always wanted a garage and our first house didn't have one. So I went out and bought a remote car starter. So,
right.
You know, there's your solution.
Yeah, exactly.
We can fix this,
yeah, right? A little bit cheaper. Yeah. Adam, thank you for filling in so admirably for Joan Ball. If there is a second choice to Joan, it would be you. How about that?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Adam Miller, again, broker manager with Royal LePage, sitting in for Joan Ball. Joan Ball away today, but you can still get a hold of her at her website, joanball.com. You can give her office a call, 519-672-9880, joanball.com.